It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful and auspicious opportunity to participate in this silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss ayat number 155, 156 and 157 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. And we will definitely test you with some amount of fear, hunger and loss in the wealth, in lives and in fruits. O beloved, give glad tidings to the patient ones. Those, when any calamity strikes them, they say, surely we belong to Allah and we are going to return to Him. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. And these are those upon whom is blessing and mercy from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are on the right path, or they are the guided ones. In the previous ayat, mention was made about jihad, giving life in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, attaining the station of martyrdom and shahada. So this was a higher level of sabr, because to give life and bear the difficulties in the battlefield are bigger calamities and difficulties. So therefore, the sabr is also bigger. And in this ayah kareema, small difficulties and small calamities are mentioned. So we can understand that in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, as there is reward for greater sabr, there is reward for minor sabrs as well. So you should not leave any opportunity where you can exercise sabr, because the reward would definitely be granted. Another connection of this ayat with the previous ayat is this, that in the previous ayat, a mention was made about a high level of test and one needed to exercise higher level of patience as well, like jihad or martyrdom. But this happens once in a while, coincidentally. This doesn't happen on a daily basis. Now in this ayah karima, the smaller calamities and difficulties are mentioned, which every Muslim faces on a daily basis. So the purpose is, because of waiting for the higher level of reward and exercising that higher level of sabr and not doing much, rather start exercising sabr on smaller difficulties as well, so you are not deprived from the mercy and the blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this ayah karima, it is mentioned that we will definitely test you with some amount of fear and hunger. The ayah karima starts بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. If it was mentioned just khawf and ju', like fear and hunger, person could have got worried and started thinking that how difficult this test would be. So with the word bishayin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us to understand that this test is very short, some amount of test. So the test is not to destroy you. Test is not to kill you. Test is so you can exercise patience and you can become successful and qualify to earn the reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. That with these small little things, some amount of fear, some amount of hunger, some amount of this, some amount of that, these are small things, you will be tested. Ulama Ikram say that the meaning of khawf, fear, in this ayah karima is fear from enemies, those who oppose you, and sometimes fear from your own people, because when you are steadfast on the deen, some of your own people turn against you. So all that fear is included in this. And hunger, drought, poverty, all that is mentioned. So you will face these type of things in life, and that would be your test. And the loss in wealth can happen. For example, there is theft, there is a robbery, and you lose your wealth. People come and take your wealth away unjustfully. And also, sometimes your animals can die, you meet up with accident, your car is destroyed, and all that is loss in wealth. And also you spend money in zakat, in sadaqah, sadaqat-e-wajiba particularly. That is also loss in wealth. I mean, apparently that amount have become less from your wealth. And then it's mentioned that we will test you with the loss of lives. That means that your friends, your relatives, your loved ones might die in jihad, they might get killed, or they might get very ill, very sick, or they are struck with an epidemic that can destroy many people. So this can happen, be ready for that. And as far as the loss in the fruits is concerned, it means that You know, sometimes there would be calamities from skies, like heavy rain comes and your crop is destroyed, hailstones, or some insects can come and destroy your crop, your fruits, your vegetations, etc. So many tests that you have to face, and be ready for that. Because if you want to earn the greater rewards, which is indeed Jannah in the Akhirah, so you need to do something towards it. And that happens via these type of tests which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts upon you. And in order to appreciate whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of complaining, instead of mourning, instead of crying, instead of showing restlessness, you need to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Surely we belong to Allah, and whatever He gave us, that also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if He has taken anything back from us, we not the real owners of that. The owner gave us, and He took that back from us. So we belong to Allah, and our goods belong to Allah, our wealth belongs to Allah, our children belong to Allah, our possessions and whatever we have, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that gives us patience and we are able to make sabr. In this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the news of His fazl, of His mercy, of His rahmah. But He said, my rahmah, my fadl, my salawat will follow the test. Test will happen first. And then when you are proven to be patient, then the reward. And the reward is fadl, the blessings, the mercy, and on top of that, guidance as well. And also, the station of sabireen, those who exercise patience, is mentioned. So sabr at the time of difficulty can become easy. Because when you are uninformed, and you don't know what's coming, and you don't know what's the end, then it is very difficult to bear the calamity, to bear the musibat. But if your mind is made, and you already know that this is what you have to do, and this is what you will get, then it will become easy to face that difficulty and that calamity. So in this ayah kareema, it is being said that get ready. Musibat is coming, problem is coming. You will face loss in many things, but that's your test. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. O beloved, give the news, good news, the glad tidings to the patient ones, because they will attain the salawat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. And also, when Muslims are prepared, when believers are prepared to remain steadfast at the time of difficulty, that becomes a neki ki da'wat, that becomes a da'wah, that becomes an invitation for the kuffar as well. When they see the condition of Muslims, that they are so patient at the time of difficulty, so their religion must be giving them something. Their religion must be empowering them. So this becomes da'wah for the non-Muslims as well. Also, for this reason as well, so a believer and a hypocrite can be separated. Because hypocrite is that who would act restless at the time of calamity. And a believer is that who would exercise patience. And also in this there is a news of unseen. And there is a mu'jaza of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the difficulty comes, you face the difficulty and you can say, Islam is the true religion and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he gave us a news and there it has happened. So there is sadaqat of the truthfulness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and deen of Islam. In other words, Muslims are being informed that, O Muslims, because you are the best of all the ummahs, and those who are big, their examinations and their tests are also big. So therefore, we will test you with too many things, not with one or two things. Sometimes with the fear of enemies, sometimes with drought, sometimes with hunger, poverty, sometimes loss in the wealth, and there'll be loss in your farms, in your gardens, in your fruits, etc. So be ready for the test, because you are big and your tests are big. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, here the meaning of khawf is fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the meaning of hunger is fasting in the month of Ramadan. And loss in wealth means sadaqat, zakat. And loss in lives means deaths and diseases. And loss in fruits mean death of your children, because children are the fruit of your heart. And normally in English they say, your child is apple of my eye. So they are actually fruit of your heart. O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who exercise patience at the time of calamity and difficulty with the tongue and with their action, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Give them three glad tidings. One, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor you with His special favors. And secondly, you will benefit from His mercy. And thirdly, you will be on the path of guidance in the dunya and in the hereafter. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that sabr is a wonderful thing, that you do one thing and you get three rewards. Salawat, that's one reward, that's a blessing. Rahmat, that's another reward. And besides these two, there is hidayat as well. So what a wonderful thing sabr is, that we must stay patient at the time of difficulties. And we get three definite confirmed rewards from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sufi Ikram say, there are two methods of raza bil qaza, means staying pleased with the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That's called raza bil qaza. There are two methods. One is called sarf and the other one is called jazb. When dunyavi or worldly bounties, they become troublesome, they become calamities, or they convert into calamities, and your heart is turned away from dunya. That's called sarf. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with His bounties and He shows you His beauty, His jamal, and He takes your concentration and attention away from the dunya towards Himself, that is called jazb. Look at the example of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, that his heart was deeply in love with his son Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put enmity in the hearts of the brothers of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and put separation between Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam for 40 years and gave him that pain. And Adam alayhi salam loved Jannatul Firdaus. And he was taken out from Jannat and he cried 300 years for that. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba, they loved Makkatul Mukarrama. And they were ordered to leave Makkah and go to Medina. What was the reason? The reason is that you got one heart. And in that heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reside. So there is no place for another love. So this is sarf. These are worldly ni'mats. So the worldly ni'mats became troublesome, and then the concentration is turned towards Allah. That's a sarf. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them His love. So with that love, they forgot all those difficulties. As it is mentioned in some of the narrations, when Muhajirin Sahaba Ikram who migrated from Makkah to Medina, initially they used to cry a lot and miss Makkatul Mukarrama. There's an incident that once Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu sitting alone in one corner and he was crying. And he was feverish as well. And he was reading poetry. And in that poetry he was saying, O city of Makkah, I miss you. O certain tree, I miss you. O certain mountain, I miss you. O certain road, O certain path, I miss you. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, your ashab are missing Makkatul Mukarrama very much. And they are missing so much that some of them have developed fever, homesick. Please do something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, O Allah, make Medina beloved to us the way you made Makkah beloved to us, even more than that. And this is the effect of the dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every believer's heart is drawn towards Madinatul Munawwara. Medina isliye attar, jano dil se hai pyara, ke rehte hain mere aqa mere dilbar Madine mein. So these were Sahaba-e-Kiram who loved Makkatul Mukarrama so much. But then a time came when these Muhajireen used to go back to Makkah. It became difficult for them to live there. They wanted to run back to Madinatul Munawwara. So Yaqub alayhi salam apparently was crying for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. But indeed he was crying for his true beloved, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So this condition is called jazb. So salawat and rahmat, the indication is towards sarf, and muhtadun, the indication is towards the jazb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, He is all powerful. Whichever way He blesses His slaves, that is up to Him. We must always make dua that Ya Allah, give us the option of jazb. Always look and ask for something which is bigger. So we have only Allah in our heart and nobody else. From this ayah kareema, we learn many madni pearls. We understand from this ayah kareema that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is special representative of Almighty Allah azza wa jal, and He is powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Him with countless powers. Look in this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not address or gave this good news or glad tidings to the patient ones directly. Rather, He told His beloved, "O beloved, you tell them." So, there's a reason. You know, normally, when a king, he wants to do any favor to any of his subjects, he would normally ask certain officials in his government who are very special to him, go and give this reward to so and so. He does not meet, he does not give direct messages or take direct messages. He has those special servants who are there to serve the king. So there's an example for us to understand. There's no comparison actually. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very special naib and representative of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless anyone, He does it via His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it is the laqab and the title of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bashir and Nazir. And we understand that there are many benefits in these difficulties and sorrows and troubles we face in the dunya. If these musibats or these difficulties are not there, human being might end up claiming that I'm Allah, I'm Khuda. Like it happened to Fir'aun. Fir'aun had every comfort, every luxury around him. No problems, no difficulties. So he made da'wah of Khudai. He said, I'm Allah. He said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. But when he saw the musibat, when he was drowning, that was a musibat. Then what he said? At that time he didn't say, I'm Rabb. At that time he said, I believe in the Rabb of Musa and Harun alayhimus salam. See the benefit of musibat. The musibat, the difficulty would make you realize that your life is in the hand of somebody else and you need to believe in him. So there's a benefit. And second benefit is that it makes the difference and distinction between the true and the false one. That who is there to worship his self, his nafs, and who is there to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who stays pleased with the decision of Almighty Allah azza wa jal at all times, he is true. And the one who becomes impatient at the time of calamity, because he just wants good time all the time. And when difficulty comes, he wants to run away, he doesn't want to face, he becomes impatient, he becomes restless, he starts complaining, he is a false. And the third benefit is that, you know, if you don't put the iron or steel into the fire, it doesn't matter how powerful hammer you have, you would never be able to mold a piece of steel. You would never be able to remove the rust. It doesn't matter how skillful goldsmith you are. You would never be able to make jewelry if you don't put that gold into the fire. Now, going into the fire is that sorrow, is that calamity. So when come out, you become valuable, you become clean. So this is an example for us to understand that these sorrows and calamities and difficulties we face in the dunya, they add to our values, they increase our values, they increase our worth. We become dearer and more expensive than what we were before. And another reason, it is because of difficulties and calamities and musibats that nobody can accuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's favoring so and so. He's not just. Because those who face more difficulties, they'll have more reward. So when they are rewarded on the day of judgment because of the difficulties they faced and they remained patient, then that's their reward. There's no problem with that. So there would be no one who would be able to point a finger and say that, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just or is not being fair. He is indeed just and He is fair. He never oppresses anyone. And another understanding we have from this ayah karima, that at the time of musibat, at the time of difficulty, we must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that if the lamp was extinguished, if the lace of the shoe was broken, and if any small little thing was poked into the hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah, these are small minor issues, smaller things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, sometimes smaller things can become bigger things. So for small musibat, you must also say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. For small loss, you must also say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. It is mentioned in Tabarani and in Baihaqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un is granted to my ummah specially. In the previous ummah, this gift was not there. So it's our speciality. So when something happens, some musibat, some difficulty comes to us, so we should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Also, it is mentioned in Baihaqi Sharif, a person who has got four things in him, he will have house in the Jannat. Number one, for every matter, he requests in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, so he can be granted, he can be given, his problem can be solved. And secondly, When musibat comes, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. And when he gets a bounty, when he gets a ni'mat, he says, Alhamdulillah. And when he commits a sin, he says, Astaghfirullah. And Hazrat Imam Ahmad and Behqi, they report from Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when you remember an old calamity, an old trouble, when you remember, you must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un, and you will get the thawab of new sabr. That's wonderful. So many difficulties we might have faced in the past. And we remember them sometimes, we tell people, we tell our stories, how difficult it was. You know, we had this difficulty in life and we had this difficulty in life. What difference would that make when you're telling other people? Or what are you trying to prove? Sometimes people talk this type of things to say, you know, I'm a hard worker, I'm, you know, go-getter, I'm an achiever. That because of these difficulties, these problems, I didn't give up, I worked hard and I built myself up. So there's a sense of pride in it. Rather, earn some sawab. When you remember something, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un, and you will get the sawab of fresh sabr, a new sabr. And a person who at the time of calamity, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un, besides the sawab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns the ni'mat back to him or gives him an alternative which is better than that one. When we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, shaitan gets very disappointed and he runs away from there. But if we start mourning and we start crying, then shaitan will come and join you. So what is better to do? To stay patient and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, then crying and mourning and inviting shaitan to come and join you. And when you say at the time of calamity and difficulty, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, it is a reminder for other people that they would also say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And everybody's name is written in the books of Sabireen. You know, they fall in that category. So by doing this, you're giving neki ki dawat as well. You're inviting others to do this wonderful thing. And a person who says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un with his tongue, good aqeedah is formed in his heart. What is that good aqeedah? Raza bil qaza. Staying pleased with the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, with the taqdeer of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's a wonderful thing. When person faces a difficulty, usually he loses his senses. And in that time he can make big mistakes. People, when they face difficulties, sometimes they even say words of blasphemy, because they're not in their proper senses. But when you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you come back to senses. So you would not make those type of mistakes which would directly affect your faith and your iman. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned so many beautiful madani flowers from these ayat-e-kareemah. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the ni'mat of sabr, patience. And we must form this habit that for every loss, for every difficulty, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un should be on our tongues. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become